Scripture this evening is from Psalms number 51. Listen for God's word. To the leader, a psalm of David, when the prophet Nathan came to him after he had gone into Bathsheba. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love, according to your abundant mercy, buy out of my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against you, you alone have I sinned, and done what is evil in your sight, so that you are justified in your sentence and blameless when you pass judgment. Indeed, I was born guilty, a sinner when my mother conceived me. You desire truth in the inward being. Therefore, teach me wisdom in my secret heart. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Let me hear joy and gladness. Let the bones that you have crushed rejoice. Hide your face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and put a new and right spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and sustain in me a willing spirit. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners will return to you. Deliver me from bloodshed, O God of my salvation, and my tongue will sing aloud of your deliverance. O God, open my lips, and my mouth will declare your praise. For you have no delight in sacrifice. If I were to give a burnt offering, you would not be pleased. The sacrifice acceptable to God is a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. O God, you will not despise. Do good to Zion in your good pleasure. Rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. Then you will delight in right sacrifices, in burnt offerings and whole burnt offerings. Then bulls will be offered on your altar. Let us pray. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Today, Ash Wednesday, obviously. You're here on a Wednesday night and you're not here for choir or bells. So you know what today is. Today is Ash Wednesday and it's the first day of Lent. Now does anybody know, now this is going to be one of Clark's rhetorical questions. Don't feel like you need to answer. Does anybody know how Lent got started or where it got started? I venture some of you might. It's actually not in the Bible. There is a verse that says, thou shalt celebrate Lent. You will not find it in any version of the Bible. But around the year 230 AD, a group of Christians started fasting for about 40 hours leading up to Easter to prepare their hearts for Easter. Pretty soon that idea caught on, and years later they bumped it up to an entire 7 days. 7 days of fasting. And that they called Holy Week. And then by the year 325 AD, the church officially made it the 40 days that we know now, which represents Jesus's 40 days of testing in the wilderness. That's the Reader's Digest version of the tradition of Lent. Now, the opening of Psalm 51 that I just read for you is actually a comment. It is not numbered. It is a definition of sorts. When the prophet Nathan came to him after David had committed adultery with Bathsheba. Ouch. That seems a little direct, doesn't it? Putting that heading as part of a song used in the temple for worship. Where is God's grace for David? Why can't this just be put in the dustbin and done away with? Why can't this just be a beautiful prayer that people can recite and sing, say, yes, I feel that too. So David's sin is recorded for us in 2 Samuel 11 for everybody to read. On top of that, it is included in the worship section of the Hebrew Bible, a constant reminder for what he had done. The Bible calls King David a man after God's own heart. Yet we know he committed not just little sins, he broke commandments. He coveted, had an affair, and tried to cover it up. And when that went wrong, he murdered. All of this took little time. But he thought he had gotten away with it. A man after God's own heart? I just don't think so. He planned his sins. He acted out his plans, and he was very comfortable with the choices that he had made. It would not surprise me if he was going to church with his new wife at arm, smiling and shaking hands with all the folks. It had been months, and nothing had been said. No one condemned him. We live in a culture, a nation, a community, and even a church environment that will let our sin slide. Everyone says we have got to be good. We need to repent. God's grace is sufficient. But no one challenges us to dig deeper. No one will confront us or even mention that they see sin in our lives. That would be judging. That would make us sinners. If I did that, they might say something about me. They might challenge the sin in my life. Psalms 51 contains a public exposure of a great man's sins. Then it is a documentation of that man's feelings and prayer about that situation. David poured out his heart to God in this prayer. He knows that he was caught in his sins, not by Nathan, but the moment he allowed the human desires to take hold and plan his sins. In this prayer, he admits that his sins are always there and that he can't fix them. He can't hide them. It took an external source, Nathan, to make him reflect on the fact that just because no one around noticed or said anything about your sin, that you're okay. He understood that throwing a bull or 100 bulls on the altar as a sacrifice has no value to God because there's no sign of repentance. His prayer is his plea to God that he wants to be made right. He knows that the only way it can happen is for God to wipe the slate clean. Tonight, we are beginning a process where we take 40 days for self-reflection. We commit ourselves to the process of allowing the Holy Spirit to convict us that we are more like David than our pride and arrogance would allow us to admit. Tonight, we are coming to a journey that begins in the low light of evening and goes into the blackness of Good Friday with the knowledge that light is just down the road on Easter morning. Lent is a period of time when we reflect on how we really act and the little sins that we have made to be no big deals in our lives. I read a story about birds in the Niagara Falls area. They would fly up the falling water to get a drink. In the winter, each time they would go up for a sip, and a little ice would build up on their feathers. People have watched as some of these birds would go in for a dip and a sip and suddenly disappear into the falling waters when the ice on their bodies became too heavy. The sins in our lives weigh us down. Lent is a time when we allow our focus to see the little stuff that is weighing us down and do something about it. Lent is not a time to be depressed and wallow in our failures. It is a time to free our soul from the burdens, admitting that we are sinners and we want to change, really change, and become free. Tonight, we are not asked to declare our deepest, darkest secrets to anyone except God. By receiving the signs of ashes, we are praying like King David. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. For us tonight, the sign of the ashes is our admission that we are not perfect, but we really want to change our ways and our actions. Lord, we are guilty. We have no excuses. We come before you asking for redirection and conviction as we prepare for the Easter celebration. Help us to drop our burdens and change our heart's desires. Help us to become people after your heart. Amen.